Hi, and welcome to another episode of Cinema Capsule. I'm really excited about today's episode because we're going to try something different. Rather than just talk about movies and what they mean on their own, I want to connect them all to something called the different kinds of genre there is. So let's get started, and hopefully based on previous advice, I'll try to make this a more fast-paced episode as well. Let's go. So the topic of this episode is 5 types of comedies. So what I wanted to do with this episode is, instead of just recommend 5 really great comedy movies, I wanted to see what kinds of genres come into play when exploring comedy. Now, don't get me wrong, comedy is in itself a broad category, a broad genre, right? But there are different types of, let's say, subcategories when it comes to comedy. And that is why the first movie we are going to talk about is a great example of comedy that is also a parody. And that is...
Every person in this room has the perfect motive.
Stand back!
For murder.
What do you mean? Murder.
But only one of these suspects is the murderer. Is it the timid Mr. Green?
Why are you screaming?
Because I'm frightened!
Of what?
Screaming!
Or the militant Colonel Mustard?
If I was the killer, I would kill you next.
Huh?
I said if.
Mrs. White, who helped her husband on his way.
What's a matter of life after death? Now that he's dead, I have a life.
Miss Scarlet, who's helped many men along the way.
Practice makes perfect. Huh.
Professor Plum, who's looking for a way. Mrs. Peacock.
I have absolutely no idea what we're doing here, but I am determined to enjoy myself.
Or did the butler do it?
No.
Paramount Pictures invites you to an evening of mystery. Murder.
This is getting quite serious.
And madness. In the movie that makes a scene of the crime. Clue. It's not just a game anymore.
Right. So there are a lot of reasons why I love this movie, Clue. Right? Released in 1985, this movie is what I and many people on the internet would call criminally underrated. Which, if you know the themes explored in the movie, you will realize is kind of a pun. Now, the reason why I'm championing this movie today is because I didn't know about Clue. It was not on any list of best movies of all time or funniest movies of all time. But in fact, it turned out to be, I would say, one of the 3 most funniest movies I've ever watched. It is hilarious. And what makes it even more interesting as a movie is that it has a very unlikely origin story. Now, as some of you might have guessed, Clue is based on a board game known as Clue, or the UK version, which is Cluedo, right? And let's get this clear. Board game movies are notoriously bad. They haven't made a Monopoly movie yet, but every board game movie they've made has been, put simply, a cash grab. But Clue is not that. Instead, it's the best kind of board game movie. It's a movie that takes the central premise of the board game and uses it to hilarious effect. Rather than turn the entire movie into an exact representation of the game, it uses the different elements within the game, such as each person in the room is a different character, each person has a different murder weapon, things like that. And they plant it onto a very common genre. Now let's explore why Clue is a great parody movie. Before talking about why Clue is a great parody movie, let's explore what a parody is, right? Put simply, a parody is something that mocks or imitates or makes fun of a recognizable work of art, right? So let's say the classic example would be Scary Movie, right? Now, Scary Movie is filled with parodies. Let's say you might remember the scene where there are 2 characters stuck in a bathroom and they're trying to saw their leg off. And one of them saws his leg off and then realizes, oh, wow, wait, the chain was on the other leg. I sawed off the wrong leg. That scene is a parody of the movie Saw, right? So parody takes a recognizable piece of fiction, whether it's movies, songs, television shows, books, and then it makes fun of it. It explores what happens in the original piece and then exaggerates it, makes fun of it, critiques it, does so with the overall aim of making it funny. That's all a parody is supposed to do. Be funny. It would be like imitating someone's voice, right? Or their mannerisms. Now, the reason why Clue is a great parody movie is because it makes fun of a lot of great mystery and crime movies and books. So the central premise of the movie Clue is that a lot of different characters are called for dinner at a secluded mansion. And once they reach there, they find out that one of them is a murderer. Then one murder happens, another murder happens, so on and so forth. But instead of having a serious tone, the entire movie is comedic. They make fun of each character and they exaggerate each character's quirks. So the professor is overtly boring. The rich old lady is overtly hysterical. But rather than simply mock each character, they mock what happens in the plot. And it's enjoyable because, like with the example of Scary Movie and Saw, you're familiar with the original. And so you know what should happen, and then you can see what they do instead. Now, Clue, when it released, was trashed by critics. I don't know why, but as some critics themselves will tell you, there are movies that they see, which they later reassess, and realize they were wrong about. Clue is one such movie. Released in 1985, it was a flop, but it has then turned into a cult classic. So if you like mystery movies, if you like movies where there is a murderer and there are several characters and you need to find out who did what, but you want to see how that entire concept is taken and parodied excellently, Clue is the movie for you. Now let's jump from detective comedy to horror comedy. Yes, that's not an oxymoron. In fact, I didn't think it was possible, but there really is something called a horror comedy. And there is no better example of this genre at its finest than the 2010 Dale and Tucker vs. Evil. Check it out.
Oh, jeez, whoa, Jesus.
Did you see the way those guys looked at us?
We got your friend!
They captured Allison!
Oh, it's the pancakes! You hate pancakes? I'm gonna make you something else.
What am I doing here?
Fell into the water. I dove in and rescued you.
We'll go find your friends. You should relax. Tucker and Dale are on the case.
What is this place?
It's just a cabin. It doesn't mean they're psycho killers.
Then why don't you go in there and talk to them?
All right. Maybe I will. I said maybe.
Dale, what are you doing?
I'm digging a crapper hole.
You mind if I help?
He's making her dig her own grave.
There's no rules out here. It's us against them.
Oh, good. Look, your friends are here.
Are you okay?
Easy, high.
Run!
We won't be alive!
Saw your friend up there.
He must be allergic to bees or something because he was running like a bat out of hell.
The girl that we have, she can maybe explain the whole thing.
You've got another one inside.
Oh, she's in my bedroom.
Heads up. Oh, we gotta take the safety off her.
Don't do that.
Ah! Ah! Start being more careful.
Time to die, freak.
Fire!
Stop, drop the rope.
No, don't use that.
Let's get you down from there.
Wait.
Sorry about that.
This vacation sucks.
So here's what's so great about this movie. This movie is guaranteed to make you laugh. Yes, there are chainsaws. Yes, there is blood. Yes, there is gore. But the brilliant thing about a horror comedy, when well executed, is that it can make you flinch and laugh in horror at the same time, or 1 second after the other. That's what Dale and Tucker vs. Evil does. And this is also a classic example of a spoof movie. Now, I know the terminology is coming thick and fast, but it's very easy to understand. Parody is when one recognizable piece of fiction is made fun of, right? Well, spoof is when a genre is made fun of. For example, when you have something like Johnny English or Austin Powers, that is a spoof of the spy genre. It makes fun of spy movies in general. So you have the guy who's supposed to be smart and charming, but he's actually a bumbling idiot. You have cool gadgets, but then you have over-the-top gadgets in the spoof spy movie. That's what a spoof does. And if you want to know exactly what a spoof is, I'll come back to the previous example, Scary Movie. I know that's confusing, because I just said that Scary Movie has parodies. So which is it? Is Scary Movie a parody? Or is Scary Movie a spoof movie? Well, the answer is yes. Which means Scary Movie has a lot of scenes that are parodies of other movies, right? So for example, you have the scene where they cut off the limbs, which is a parody of Saw. You have a scene where the lady is running away from a killer in a mask, white mask. That is a parody of Halloween or Scream. But the entire movie, Scary Movie, is a spoof of scary movies. Meaning the whole movie is making fun of horror movies. Things like the person being alone in the room or house. A group of five people deciding to split up even though they should stay together. Someone calling and telling them that they're going to be murdered. These are all things within the horror genre which are then made fun of in a spoof. And that's what Tucker and Dale vs. Evil does as well. It takes horror concepts. There is a cabin. There are two mysterious, dangerous looking men in the cabin. There are a group of teenage or college going kids who come for a vacation to that place. These are all conventions of horror. Meaning there have been, let's say, at least 100 movies released in Hollywood that have the exact same setup. What Tucker and Dale then does is it spoofs it by revealing that these two scary looking people are actually bumbling idiots who just want to stop these teenage or college kids from dying. And that's where the hilarity ensues. Because even as heads are decapitated, spiked, run over by cars, and gutted like fishes, even though there is blood all over the screen, you will be laughing. I know that might seem unlikely, but remember, a lot of a movie's intent is conveyed through tone, through acting, and through directing. And so the tone of this movie is definitely comedy infused. So don't be squeamish. Even if you are not a fan of horror movies in general, you will be able to identify what they are spoofing. And if you want to see a hilarious movie that will also surprise you with a new genre such as horror comedy, check out Tucker and Dale vs. Evil. Now, what's scarier than a generic horror movie? Vampires. Which brings us to the third movie on our list. The movie that is destined to be a cult comedy classic. It's...
like this the whole time, Deacon on dishes and it still hasn't moved in 5 years.
You're a cool guy, but you're not pulling your weight in the flat.
Oh, I'm glad to hear that I'm cool.
No, that's not the point, though. Yeah, you're missing
the point.
Not the flat meeting about how cool you are.
When you get three vampires in a flat, obviously there's going to be a lot of tension.
Viago was an 18th century dandy.
Look, a ghost cop.
Vladislav is a bit of a pervert.
This is my torture chamber.
Deacon's like the young bad boy of the group.
I'm supposed to pay rent, but I don't.
The trouble with being a vampire is you have to be invited in.
Come in to the bar, please.
$4 is water.
Will you invite us in?
We need some fresh blood.
Hi, my name is Nick. I've been a vampire for 2 months.
My friend Richie's a bouncer. He'll invite us in.
Gentlemen, you are most welcome.
Nick is so much fun.
I'm a vampire.
Vampire! Vampire!
Such a dick.
Nick, why don't you use the front door? You want to draw attention to this house, hmm?
You've got a whole documentary crew following you around.
You led a vampire hunter into our house.
I don't let him in. I just gave him my email.
He doesn't... Kill you! I'm already dead!
You will not eat the camera guy. Maybe one camera guy.
Turn the tape. Use your legs.
Wow!
Ah, what the f*** did he do for?
Hey, that was...
Don't swear. What are we?
Werewolves, not swearwolves.
When you're a vampire, you become very sexy.
Ow! Now, what we do in the shadows has only grown in its legendary stature. It is originally a 2014 movie written and directed by Jermaine Clement and Taika Waititi. Now, you might know the name Taika Waititi because he then went on to superstardom by directing Thor Ragnarok and Jojo Rabbit, for which he won an Oscar. Taika Waititi and Jermaine Clement are a comedy duo. So when they tell you that they've released a movie that is a mockumentary about vampires in the modern day, trust me, it's going to be hilarious. But before we get into the movie, let's explore that subcategory, the third one we'll be exploring today. Mockumentary. Now this one is fairly easy to explain. All I have to say is The Office. You know the way they shot Michael Scott and Jim and Pam and Dwight? That was using a documentary crew, right? I'm assuming at this point that almost anyone watching this podcast has seen The Office, because if not, go do that. So a mockumentary is basically mock and documentary put together. That's simply it. So what they do in this style is they make it look like it's an actual documentary. So that's what informs the filmmaking technique. People look into the camera. People act for the camera. People stage things for the camera. When someone says, check this out, and then they go and do something, that's only possible in a mockumentary. Because in a normal comedy movie, that would make sense, right? So this style of filmmaking informs a lot of the comedy. You have people talking directly to the camera. You have people knowing that they're being filmed and therefore changing the way they talk. You also have the famous interviews that are spliced in between. So you'll have a comedic staging between two characters, and then it cuts to one of the characters talking directly into the camera saying, I knew what I was doing. I was just pulling his leg. Or, you know, any of the other examples from The Office. That's what a mockumentary is. Now, mockumentaries have been popular for many decades now, and there have been some great classics, many of which, unfortunately, I haven't seen, such as Best in Show, This is Spinal Tap, and so on. But regardless of how great they are, what's guaranteed is what we do in the shadows is a worthy addition to this genre. Because what it does is it has a fantastic premise. Imagine there is a documentary crew following a group of modern-day vampires. What would it look like? So not only do the writing duo Jermaine Clement and Taika Waititi get to play with vampire lore, they also get to play with the mockumentary format and the modern day setting. I do not think it's necessary to say anything more about this movie, because if you are a fan of The Office, if you're a fan of mockumentaries, if you're a fan of great comedy, if you're a fan of Thor Ragnarok or Jojo Rabbit or just brilliant comedy writing, and if you're a fan of movies that run to less than 1 hour and 30 minutes, you definitely have to check out What We Do in the Shadows. Taking a step back from all the blood and gore and making us laugh and love. The fourth movie is a critically acclaimed.
It's fun.
Wait, we haven't even had sex again yet.
I'm just not that kind of girl. I only have sex once on the first date. I'm just gonna call an Uber.
Your driver will be ready as soon as he puts on his pants. Is your bed made?
Watch and learn, bye.
I have to tell you something, babe. I've been dating this girl. She's white.
A white girl?
Okay, you can't look like you and yell white girl.
It's okay. We hate terrorists.
I wonder who that could be.
I'm guessing it's a young, single Pakistani woman.
This is Zubeda.
For your files?
Your X-Files?
That's your favorite show, huh?
The truth is out there.
Are you judging Pakistan's next top model?
You know how we have arranged marriage in my culture?
Oh my god, I'm so stupid.
Can you imagine a world in which we end up together?
I don't know. I'm looking for Emily Gardner. She was checked in tonight.
There's an infection. We put her in a medically induced coma.
Coma.
You should call her family.
Thank you, Kamala. We're gonna handle things from here.
I think I'm just gonna wait anyway.
You guys broke up. I'm not sure why you're here.
I'm just gonna stay for a second. Is this seat? Okay. Is that lady still looking at me?
So, 9/11. I've always wanted to have a conversation with people.
You've never talked to people about 9/11?
Do anything? You got any Paula games?
No, I think.
You ever play it? You can't rhyme it? You try to find a word that nobody can rhyme.
Okay. And Stonehenge.
Yeah, see, you would win.
Yeah. If you go, then go with me. I think I screwed up with your daughter.
Yeah, you did. Won't you
take me? Let me give you some advice, Kamal. Love isn't easy. That's why they call it love.
To get that.
I thought I could just start saying something and something small would come out.
So The Big Sick is notable for many reasons. Firstly, it led to its writer Kumail Nanjiani winning an Oscar for Best Screenplay, which in itself is a good indicator of the quality of the movie. It's also unique because it's based on a true story of how Kumail Nanjiani met his eventual wife, and it is also a prime example of that subcategory of comedy which I think I might have made up and termed as catharsis. So what I mean by catharsis is, if you see this movie, you will know what I mean much better. This is a movie that will make you laugh, but it's a cathartic experience. It's an experience that helps you release the pain or combat the sadness that grows within at some points. It's not a downer, because a downer is something that leaves you feeling heavy. Cathartic comedies are comedies that take... Cathartic comedy is when someone cracks a joke at a funeral, right? It's not because we don't care about the funeral anymore. It's just that that humor has allowed us to anesthetize our pain. I'm not going to edit this part, just so you know how real these recordings are. But definitely check out The Big Sick, written by Kumail Nanjiani. It's a story of a Pakistani guy who comes to the US and falls in love with an American woman, and then has to deal with the issues that come up in terms of cultural differences between his own family and his fiance's family, as well as the issue of love. Does he really love her? Is he ready to take the steps? And so on. What makes this movie heartwarming is it's based on a true story, so you know that even the laughs are not cheap, the plot is not staged, and the stakes are real. And by the end of the movie, not only would you have laughed, you're left with a warm feeling in your heart. So check out The Big Sick, starring Kumail Nanjiani, released in 2017. Let me know what you think, and I hope you have some movies that you can watch over the weekend. See you next week.